Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, it's time. We're going to combo these up here.
Combo platter, let's
go. No, it's not a combo platter. All right. To power rank the NFL playoff power rankings and the quarterback power rankings. Would you like to start with the teams or would you like to start with the quarterbacks?
Just a reminder with quarterbacks, Dak finished second in MVP voting in 2023.
It's true. He has not made this list of top eight because he's not in the playoffs.
All right.
But never forget.
I will not.
There's a couple things you want to never forget,
yeah.
And one of them is Dak was second in MVP voting in 2023.
Gotcha. All right, let's go with quarterbacks then.
All right, yeah. You want to go quarterbacks first. Now, here is your next opportunity. Alec, do you want to get the USA Today quarterback power rankings, or do you want to get the Kevin Hegland quarterback power rankings for the playoffs?
This is tough because I work with Kevin Hegland and I used to work for USA Today. So I'm torn.
Oh, wow, really?
And you came here?
I'm torn. I did both at the same time, Mike.
Whoa. And you quit USA Today?
That's right.
Yeah, that happened.
US. Weird.
I'm going to go with the Kevin Hegland power rankings.
All right.
Lamar Jackson one.
Of all the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, Here's a tease for you. USA Today's number one quarterback is Lamar Jackson. Do I follow suit or no?
That's a good question.
Who is the least best quarterback remaining in the playoffs?
I will say Hurts.
Are we going off of this year or their career?
I think both are baked in to it.
All right. I will go with CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud is the least best on my list at number eight. Not to say that he's bad, but clearly he's struggled this season. I know a big part of that is because of his offensive line, but I just think the next two people on the list also performed better in their wild card game than CJ Stroud.
And if this was the start of the season, he wouldn't be there for you.
If this was the start of the season, CJ Stroud might be third.
Yeah. How about this, Corey? The next four quarterbacks are all in the NFC. What do you think? Because if it's Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford, and Josh Allen, then now Hurts. I think we're ranking the four NFC quarterbacks.
Stafford, Hurts. Where do you put Jaden Daniels? And
I'll
Goff?
I'll go with Jaden Daniels next just because of the lack of known from him because it's his first year.
I'll stick with Hurts.
Okay.
Oh, you hate Matt Stafford, though.
I don't hate Matthew Stafford.
Highland Park.
Yeah. The transition to this answer is going to be tough for me because the answer at number seven is Matthew Stafford. Right, so you really put me in a tough position here, Corey.
I don't hate him.
To try to say that I do not hate Matthew Stafford.
Are you embarrassed?
Mm-hmm. So a little bit. I am a little bit previous, Corey. So I went Stroud 8, Stafford 7, Hurts 6.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, hold on. Really?
That's right.
You think that high of him then?
That's right.
Wow. This is impressive.
Jaden Daniels is badass, and he has been badass in the moments where you've needed to be most badass, and him and Dan Quinn teaming up to say, you know what? being conservative in the playoffs is stupid. Let's go for it has helped him. So he did make the top five, but where in the top five?
Five.
Okay. So would you put Goff ahead of Daniels?
I would for this year. He's 15-2.
I would as well. Jared Goff.
And they scored a lot. As the defense got hurt, they had to score a lot to win.
It's a shame that Jared Goff is not like really talked about in the MVP race. I think he'll finish like, I don't know, fourth or fifth. But like,
he's not Dak.
That's a good point. But he's had a great season. It's just, there's been some amazing season ahead of him. So you guys were right in going all NFC next. So I go Stroud 8, Stafford 7, Hurts 6, Daniels 5, and Goff 4.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm flipped where I have Stroud, Hurts, Daniels, Stafford.
I got you.
Then Goff.
I get that.
My top three are weird, though.
Okay.
Because I have to.
Okay. Tell me where you go at number three. Because the top three are all the AFC people that you would think.
Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. That's three to one.
3-1.
Allen, Lamar, Mahomes.
I'm going to go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar.
Is that 1-3?
Yeah, so okay. Mahomes number one because of his 6-for-6 right now, making the AFC championship game. So I'm going to go with Mahomes one, and I get it. Stats weren't great this year, for sure, and I get it. Allen and Lamar, if you look at stats, played better. He still went 15-1 as the starting quarterback and knew how to manage those games to wins.
And this is exactly why you guys picked the right list. Because USA Today has Patrick Mahomes at 3. I just do not think that is in touch.
I think that's what he had.
Are you proud of that?
No,
that's why I quit.
He went the other.
That was reversed.
He went the opposite
Mahomes 1,
yeah.
Lamar 2, Allen 3.
So we only had one difference. Yeah.
That is exactly the order that I went in. Now, two.
And Allen and Lamar, you could probably both put it 2.
That's a tough call. I went with Lamar Jackson on this just because, and they are a slight favorite. We can get into that a little bit more in a little bit in the playoff game. Last I saw, the Baltimore was a -1 in that game. But I think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are really close. They're going to be defined in part by what happens in the game this weekend. But until Patrick Mahomes gets beaten in the playoffs, I don't see how he's not number one.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we power rank. There is no Kevin list for this, but you have the opportunity of going with Yahoo or NFL.com.
Yahoo!
All right. Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right. So in case you missed it, my power rankings for the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Goff, Daniels, Hurts, Stafford, and Stroud at number 8. All right. Let's flip it this time. Who is the number one team in all of the playoffs?
I still think it's Kansas City.
Yep.
I use that exact same logic.
Are they the...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest favorite this week. They're an 8-point favorite to open. I don't know if that still is, but
I think that they are.
I mean, that just goes to show you, if you're trying to kind of power rank these, the most, at least in Vegas, maybe the most likely team to win the division game, they're saying, is Kansas City.
So let's see. Kansas City is 8.5. Detroit's actually 9.5.
Okay.
So I take that back.
We screwed that up.
And then the Eagles are 6-point favorites over the Rams. So honestly, those are all pretty hefty spreads for a divisional game. And then Baltimore's favored by one over the Ravens. All right. And this is something I don't think we're going to break away from in the power rankings this season. The Lions are number one on the list, and the Chiefs are third.
Okay.
So who do you put at two or four?
I got Kansas City, Detroit,
okay,
Buffalo, Baltimore.
So you have Buffalo ahead of Baltimore?
So you think Buffalo's going to win?
I do.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait. But I think that is going to be a that's a Super Bowl matchup.
Sure.
I think that these are this
Cowboys
is,
Niners in the 90s kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. And I get whoever, as long as Kansas City wins, the next round is a Super Bowl matchup.
Yes, absolutely. And it'll depend on what you get in the Super Bowl. Because if it is Detroit, I might kind of feel that way. But the Super Bowl could be a letdown from these 2 weeks of AFC games.
The thing about Baltimore is their defense over the last 12 weeks has been phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Early in the season, maybe because they had a new coordinator, it took a little time to kind of square things away.
Do you want me to dive into that specific stat?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna shorten it even more. Since week 11... against the Steelers, the Ravens have allowed, consider this, 100 fewer yards per game than they had been. 100. That is crazy. And they've been giving up 10 fewer points per game. So if you've been looking for Baltimore's defense to turn it on, here you go.
Yeah, the thing about it is Buffalo made this season look like a formality. I know Kansas City had one loss. They made it look difficult to do that. Buffalo, most of the season, it just looked like they were cruising, and their defense was a big part of it too. So that's why I have them a little bit higher. I think that I'm very interested to see that matchup though.
So for Yahoo, they put Baltimore at two and Buffalo at four. So I wanted to throw this out there because
I stupidly want to put the Rams probably higher than you guys do.
Okay. Well, let's get to that in just 1 second because I found this stat to be amazing. The Ravens are now 1-point favorite against the Bills in this divisional game on Sunday. Did you know that Buffalo, since the merger, 1970, has never been an underdog in a home playoff game?
Yeah.
They've had 18. So if you're just like, I probably don't get a lot. They've had 18 home playoff games since 1970. Never been an underdog. Now, that could still shift. It's only a 1-point spread. So it could shift, but Buffalo opened early at about -1, -1.5, and the money quickly flipped it to Baltimore.
Can you imagine back in what year was it? 1991. If Buffalo was favored by 2.5 and they're losing 35-0 at halftime, and you bet like a lot of money, and you're like,
buying stuff.
I got it done. I got my $2,000. And then the game ends. You're like, how in the world was I up 38 points on a spread at halftime and lost?
Fair.
It is interesting looking at Buffalo's season, and so early they were just destroying teams, and it was Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville.
And they should have lost that Arizona game.
And then, you know, Tennessee, Seattle, 34-10, 31-10. Then late in the season, what happens against Los Angeles and Detroit? 44 and 42 points given up. And again, I kept saying, I think that's good for your defense to learn to see, hey, here's the holes that we need to fix before the playoffs.
Yeah.
But now that does kind of give me which team are they at this point? And maybe that's a good thing for them.
Now, Mike, you said something really intriguing to me. You might put the Rams next. So the Rams are playing the Eagles, and it's a 6-point spread. Does that mean you like the Rams to win that game?
Now I'll turn on my mic and answer it again. Yes.
Okay. All right. So Mike goes, you are going with the Rams at five. Yes?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be in the conference championship.
Corey, what say you?
I got Eagles 5 and Rams 6.
I just don't. Yeah, I'm inclined to maybe not agree with Yahoo here either. They've got Philly 5, Washington 6, the Rams 7. And then the Texans 8. I get the Texans are 8 because, first of all, we've talked about all the struggles they've had in this season. And also, they're facing maybe the most insurmountable foe. I realize that the point spread is a point higher with the Lions, but I'm being dead serious. let's say the Commanders won and the Texans won. Don't you think the Texans winning is a way bigger deal? Now, I realize the Commanders winning would be hilarious for a whole new reason, because that means they would be in the NFC Championship game ahead of the Cowboys as well. But don't you think if the Texans won, that's a bigger deal than if the Commanders win?
I think so. Just because I get that you could look at the talent of Kansas City and go, I knew it. I knew that they were lucky.
Yeah.
I know Bobby Belt's not here, and I believe he'll be back
tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. That is correct.
I wonder what he thinks about that. Is he just going to say, well, they got lucky by drawing the Texans instead of the Chargers?
Sure.
I don't know. But sure. I just cannot see Kansas City at home coming off of almost a double bye.
Yeah.
Losing that game, especially because you did the quarterback ranking. CJ Stroud has not repeated his rookie year. They did make the playoffs and they won a playoff game, and CJ Stroud was solid in that game. Joe Mixon was awesome in that game.
It would be ridiculous in my mind if Bobby said they got lucky to draw the Texans. You earned the number one spot.
Sure.
That's not getting lucky. I'm sorry, my God, to take those words like that, but if he was to say that, I'd be like, you earning the number one spot's important. You know, like, that's a big deal.
No, I agree with that.
And the Chiefs only lost one game in my mind, Kevin.
Sure.
I will stick to that.
That's why I say 15 and one.
They really didn't want to see the Bengals, I know.
I know, but Travis Kelce disagrees with that. I'm not saying that's the case, but we can all agree that the Chiefs walked up that day and they're like, we don't care about winning this game.
Mahomes lost one game this year. Carson Wentz got one start, lost it.